News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777, and by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We made it to August 7th, and we're talking about the history of Socorro, Texas, and a century-old farm called Bodega Loya. And guess what? We're on KTSM AM 690, streaming live on our Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show. Are we streaming live on our Facebook page? We are. Okay,
I hope
good.
So.
And it's also on the Facebook page, Remember in El Paso When. And this is the place where we say, Texas history begins in El Paso. It does. And see, just to make sure the people in ends of the county don't think we're slighting them, that's referring to El Paso County.
Yes.
How about that?
It's just a big county.
Well, when you get into the towns and the arguments over the city, you find people that didn't have the county seat in their location for long, and they got mad at that. So we just talk about the county only. So history moment. Oh, wait a minute.
Well, you want to tell folks that aren't able to see us on Facebook, they can also listen to us live via the internet on ktsmradio.com, where you will be connected automatically to the iHeartRadio group, where you can listen to us anywhere there is an internet service.
So I got a history moment today?
Yes, we do. It's about a group of citizens down south in your area that got tired of being bullied really bad and then took care of those big bad bullies.
Oh, this is way before time began almost in Socorro. Socorro was there, but way back in the day.
Kind of like a Magnificent Seven kind of ending on the whole
thing. Oh, it's crazy. We'll talk about that second hour. Okay, August 7th, we got this crowd in here focusing on Socorro, Texas, the Socorro Mission, and an historic farm called Bodega Loya. It has a new farmer's market with over 100 years of farming history. Also hear about the history of the Socorro Mission. Our guests today are Ralph and Marty Loya. That one and that one. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome
good
here.
Thank you.
And also you brought a sister-in-law who used to be a lawyer.
My sister-in-law.
A lawyer.
Well, you were a lawyer?
A lawyer.
And so your name is Magda Moreira.
Moreira.
I was close. I got it in the same ballpark.
So Moreira.
Magda,
right?
Magda is the historian. And you are the lady that you go to for history at the Socorro Mission. Mm-hmm. And the mission itself is a distinction. The mission is the people, as I understand it, and the church is the mission church. It's like the distinction is the whole group of people there who go to that church are the mission. That was explained to me by I'm not Catholic, but that's how I got it.
The whole idea of mission translates better as maybe fortress or plantation, if you want.
Ah.
A mission for in the Spanish context was this settlement that the conquistadores built in and around a native tribe, typically in and around a native tribe, because they would go on to be the workers. And so the mission was the entire compound. A church was just a part of it. Mm-hmm. It was the center. But the mission, surrounded by a mission wall, encompassed where they grazed, where they grew their crops, where they lived, where they worshiped, where they stocked. Everything was the mission. That was a mission way of life.
Oh, indeed. Right. And we have some old pictures here. Andrew, go ahead and put some of those up. Andrew, we got to get this monitor working in here. It's not turned on or something. Well, yeah, get that going. But the thing is, we've got streaming on Facebook, so we complicated our lives seriously with a simple radio show, putting pictures with it. And so now we got to worry about the pictures. And the upper right is us, and the same thing over here, like I told you. This is a delay out on Facebook, so it used to surprise people. Oh, I'm talking, but I don't see myself. Well, you will over here.
There you are.
Anyway, the whole thing about the Mission Church, we have some interesting old pictures, the church on the old road. And that's a way back picture. I believe that's like from the
1900s, a little after.
1930s,
yeah.
Give or take.
Yeah.
But the mission itself is, let's give a headline on what the bodega part is, the lawyer part. In fact, what's the definition of a bodega, Marty?
A bodega basically is a store
a warehouse. In our contest, it's a store. And our Bodega Loya is where we sell fresh produce that we're growing on the farm. We source from other farmers, too, because we found that other farmers don't have a means to sell their crops.
Right.
So they basically either give it away or it goes bad or whatever. So we're helping in that area as well, too.
That's cool.
Well, the whole thing about the Bodega Loya is the farm that you have, you know, be careful with that. It bites. And people can see you now. But the thing is that the Bodega Loya, I didn't really understand what that meant because I'm a pretty much a gringo. So I didn't understand the word bodega. I thought that was somebody else's name.
No.
Yeah, of course. It's a store.
The store.
And so let's talk to Ralph for a second. Ralph, you got an idea. Yeah, grab that mic real quick. You got an idea. You seem to be the guy with the hat out in the field a whole lot.
That's right.
That's right. I'm there every day.
I've seen a bunch of pictures of you out there, and maybe a little later we'll play a bunch more of those pictures. But you guys grow all kinds of stuff out there.
Oh, yeah. We've got, we've got pecan trees. We've got peaches, plums, apricots, nectarines. We've got a crazy persimmon tree.
Oh, my gosh.
We've got
figs. I saw figs.
We've got a lot of figs.
Carrots.
We'll get carrots,
chard,
asparagus, chard,
herbs,
chili, tomatoes, squash, okra.
Where do you get all the seeds for this stuff? Do you save them each year?
No, we get those out of Johnny's.
Different sources.
Your turn.
Different sources. We save some of the seeds from the produce, you know, when they dry out. But we normally just order them because they have to be organic also. We've got to make sure that they're organic seeds.
Well, they came out of your farm. They must be organic from last year.
If we use the ones that came out of our farm. Okay. If we need to order some, we have to make sure that they're organic as well.
What's the location of this?
I was going to ask how many acres you have.
Total, so we have 6 acres that were originally cotton. It was a cotton farm. And then we have probably another acre where we grow the pecan and fruit trees. So we probably have seven and a half.
That's a lot on that. That's not a lot of acreage in a sense.
Is that on Socorro Road?
That is right off of Socorro Road, right on the Mission Trail. Yes.
Okay, what's the address?
10257 Socorro Road.
What's the next thing, this way or that way?
So if you go west, you will hit the Mission about half a mile.
Okay.
The Socorro Mission.
So you're toward the river then?
About half a mile from the river.
Okay. So you're about half a mile from the river.
Half a mile south from the old Mission in Socorro. And if you continue down Socorro Road about 7.5-8 miles, you'll get to the San Elisario Presidio.
Okay, so you're down in there, and you're not too far from Lacombe, but you're not at Lacombe Dairy.
Not at Lacombe Dairy.
Glorieta Road.
Yeah, 6 miles.
From there. Okay. Well, that's an interesting area here. And that originally, Magda, that was not where the Mission is now, the church is now. That was not the original location.
Well, it's interesting that our first two missions, the one from the 1600s and then the one from the 1700s, were located not that far from where the bodega is.
Uh-huh.
In fact, that's just a real historical site there because the missions, especially the earlier missions, were gigantic. And so our old mission site is on Nichols Road, which is, I mean, what? Not even
maybe two blocks.
Two blocks from where their land is. It's right there in that direction. For the third, that old picture, I mean the mission picture that we have on the screen right now, that is the third Socorro Mission.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that one was built after the 1829 flood. So Mission 1 and Mission 2 are located really close to where Ralph and Marty's land is. And there's been quite a bit of excavation out there.
I think Texas State Historical Commission has got your number out there because there's a couple of plaques out there.
They did the old mission site. And in fact, about 3 years ago, they purchased 10 acres, and it's the epicenter of where the dig has been. But 10 acres is nothing. It was much, much larger. And unfortunately, when I read, a lot of the measurements are in old world terminology. So that's kind of hard. I'd almost have to have it here in front of me. But a mission was laid out. The Spanish government was amazingly bureaucratic.
Oh,
and I liken it to sending people to space. they were sending people to the new world, but they were, because, you know, it was a church and state,
project.
Project.
Let's call it a project now.
Project, right. And so it was highly stipulated how much land was going to be set aside for the entire mission, and then how much land would be devoted to housing, grazing, growing. So they were enormous. If you're grazing your animals within the mission wall, and if you're growing your crops and storing them and living within the mission wall,
yeah,
they were huge.
A couple hundred people. Several hundred people at that point.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I remember something, Melissa. Do you remember the numbers? It was like so many leagues.
Yes, leagues, yes. Hectares.
Yeah, hectares. Varas.
It's the
varas.
You know who does a really, that Catherine White, her book on the Socorro Grant, she goes into amazing detail.
Just offhand, do you remember which Catherine White that was?
Richard White's wife.
It was her.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I knew her. Yeah.
Oh, she did an amazing book.
I didn't realize that.
It was printed posthumously.
Yeah.
And it's the book on the Socorro Grant, and so it's heavy on the details.
Oh yeah.
And the land approach. You know, all of that.
Well, it's an interesting history, and it came in second when it comes to Isleta, by a day, being the oldest church.
Yeah.
In Catholic Church in Texas.
Yeah.
We've got the number one and number two. You realize that?
Yeah.
I think that's fascinating.
And they laid them out just like they took them. You know, they took Tiwa from Isleta and Piro from Socorro in the north. And so they come down and they lay them in the same. And believe it or not, we have a Belen in Socorro.
Okay.
You know how we have Isleta, Socorro, and Belen in New Mexico?
Right. Mm-hmm.
For all I know, we have Los Lunas too, but... In the old part, in the old maps, the section which would now be North Loop and Buford, no, the Horizon, North Loop and Horizon, that back area in there, that is Belen.
So it was Belen, Texas.
Yes.
Or Mexico at that
time. In the old maps, and then eventually it just got dropped off. But old people like me, you know, we still talk about, ¿Dónde vive Juan Dominguez? Pues vive en Belén.
Belén.
You know, yeah. Belén.
Kind of makes sense
because
they did carry names.
They
with
carried.
Them
they did
you know.
The same layout, I
yes.
guess.
Well, a lot of those Indians are Piro.
Yes. Well, Socorro was Piro.
Yes, Socorro. Mm-hmm. And then there's something called Tom Piro. I don't know where they showed up.
They were in Senecu, originally, in Senecu, across
which is
the river.
Over now in what's Mexico.
What is Mexico now,
okay. Senecu. So it's an interesting trail. And I think originally we had like six or seven missions. Do you remember offhand?
Oh, yeah. San Lorenzo, well, which is still there. And
it turned into a church, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And there was something up river for a while, and then got rid of La Salineta. Was actually
La Salineta, and that's in what is now New Mexico.
It's on the way to Pepe's.
Right. Salineta and
you're hungry.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, and
you guys had tacos. I didn't get any.
Yeah. The Piro were the southernmost tribe in what is now New Mexico. And they have actually unearthed, I guess, or dug up something like 15 little Piro pueblos in the area of New Mexico.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So they were scattered all over that area. And then, of course, Pilabo was what is now Socorro, and it was tended to be one of the larger ones. But, they were all up in there.
Isn't that the Ledesma land that that thing is on? That's who the people own?
It's really the Chavez land.
Is it?
It's Ofelia Chavez's land. She was the heir to the land. She married Joe Ledesma. But it's Chavez.
Ah, okay, because I heard Chavez. That name and we were down there looking into all this.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. We're talking about the history of Socorro, Texas, and a very specific thing about the church. Magda here is, I would call you a main docent. I called up the Catholic Church in 2019, maybe somewhere around in there, and I said, I need to get a spokesperson at each of the churches on the mission trail, the Presidio Chapel, the Socorro Mission, the Isleta Mission, and they asked me to talk to you. And I had never met you, but you are really known what you're talking about there.
Well,
did you grow up in that church?
Well, Ralph and I are part Piro. We are Piro through Mama.
Got it.
Through our mother, our grandparents.
Got it.
We are Trujillos. That's one of the earliest names in Socorro.
Oh, yeah.
And so we were brought into Socorro as Piro originally. And so the love and devotion, I guess, springs from that. You know, we have deep ownership to Socorro.
Definitely. Yeah.
And so for me, it's been maybe a retirement project. I retired in December of 2012
from
the Socorro Independent School District.
Okay.
And I we had a change in priests in 2012. And like a year and a half later, we had just a real reorganization of kind of mission hours, its accessibility and all of that. And the gift shop, after the huge project, and we'll see some of the pictures for the project.
We're going to
save
that.
That ended in 2005.
We're going to save that for after. We're going to take a commercial break right now.
Okay.
We'll save that because I see that coming. And you and I have been looking at these historic pictures. Pass those around to the other lawyers in the room. And you'll see, I think you saw most of them, but I don't know if Ralph did or not. They're kind of tiny, but when they get on screen, they're big. Melissa, we got some people looking at us on Facebook.
Yeah, you know, we got our devotees, Linda Hart Goggin. She's in Chesapeake, Virginia.
Wow.
No. I told her, so bring me some ocean, would you please?
Bring me some fresh crab meat.
Yeah, and my friend Homer Thomas, he and his wife were here visiting us this week, are back in home in the Fort Worth, Dallas area, and they're saying hello. We've got Harry Kirk from the East Side's checking in. Let's see. Oh, we have, Herbert von Filisch is listening in Salem, South North Carolina.
Hey, yes. Herbert, how are you, dude? Where's the camera over
Vince
there?
Vince Sanchez from down in San Eli, and he's listening for Brown Acres. Margie Benton, she's listening. And I had one other person. Oh, it's your friend from Colorado.
They took my comments off here. How'd they do that?
I don't know. No, who's from Colorado? Angie
Salazar.
She's listening with her dad in Santa Fe.
Oh, cool.
So we got.
Well, it's a small world sometimes.
Oh, and
right.
Roy Sinclair called me at home this morning to tell me he's listening.
Good old Roy. And Roy's in Missouri somewhere.
He's out there in the show.
And there's a few smattering of people in El Paso as well who listen
we
to this.
A couple listening.
Yeah, a couple here and there. So doing what we can here. And we're going to take a break. Let's throw the number out one time. And if anybody wants to call, fine. Otherwise, we'll leave the number out of it. But go ahead and give it a shot.
Okay. The number is 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
If you're a local business owner, you know how important it is to be here for your customers. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson runs a small business in El Paso, too. And Ralph Dickerson's here to help you protect your small business. Give him a call, 915-581-0000. Or come by his office, located at 497 North Wrestler, Suite A, right at the corner of Wrestler and Orizaba. Stop in today. Call 581-0000 for State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson.
Hello, I'm Mackenzie with Exact Data. I'm excited to share how our team can help your business with its customer acquisition goals. Exact Data has been helping businesses of all sizes find new customers for over 20 years. With over 4,000 unique filters, you're sure to find the most targeted emails, postal addresses, and phone numbers fit for your business. Want a list of new homeowners in your area or looking to reach self-employed business owners? Maybe you're looking for people passionate about charitable causes or a list of medical professionals in your area. We can help. At Exact Data, we have the perfect list to help you grow your business. For pricing, text LIST to 606-MY-LEADS. Remember, text LIST to 606-695-3237, which spells 606-MY-LEADS, and we'll reply with the information you need to get leads for your business. Again, text LIST to 606-MY-LEADS, and you'll be well on your way to reaching your sales goals.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andrew 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We are looking at the email right now, and that is ephistory690@gmail.com. Send us something if you wish. And also, we have a YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/ElPasoHistoryTV. Our El Paso Gold DVD series has been placed there. I did those for about 20 years. There's about a dozen of them on there. You know, Waco tanks, gunfighters, Franklin Mountains, Crystal Ray, all kinds of things about the history of El Paso. And that's on there for free. Check that out. Also, 20 segments of our ABC7 series from El Paso History TV. They are now online at youtube.com/ElPasoHistoryTV. They are segments that we aired in the newscast on ABC7 KVIA since 2018. Bernie Sargent is the main guy with a cowboy hat. 20 segments there, archived, youtube.com, El Paso History TV. And Magda is on the one for the Socorro Mission.
That's right.
She is the in-charge person.
She's the jefe.
Jefe.
I'll
show it to you. It's online. I'll pull it up here in a minute.
He's like, I am?
Yeah, you are.
Well, Saturday, speaking of gunfighters, August 21st will be the return of the annual meeting of the Secret Society of John Wesley Hardin. There will be a commemoration and a reenactment of the killing of the famed gunfighter turned attorney, John Wesley Hardin, by Constable John Salmon. Also, there will be a special ghost tour of the cemetery provided by the members of the Concordia Heritage Association that will follow after the reenactment by Six Guns and Shady Ladies. And this starts at 6 p.m. The gates will open at the Yandell entrance to Concordia Cemetery. And at 7 p.m., the award-winning Old West, this is from Patricia, I love this, award-winning Old West reenactors group Six Guns and Shady Ladies of El Paso, Texas, yay, will reenact Hardin's 4 months of residence in El Paso in 1895. And then the ghost tour will happen. It costs only $5 for adults, $2 for students, children under six free. Bring a chair. Make sure you're wearing closed toe shoes because there are a lot of ants out there. And Concordia is located at 3700 Yandell off of Spaghetti Bowl and I-10 freeway.
Yandell. No, it's not Yandell.
I know.
I don't want to get into that. Major
argument. Don't bring it up.
No, well, you did. How to pronounce it. No big deal. Okay, we're talking history of Socorro. And Socorro is a fascinating place. Like I say, it came in second, but you can't look at it that way. Because, I mean, all that mission trail was established like within a couple of days. So, Magda, if you don't mind, describe how that worked. We got the Bodega Loya crowd in here. Everyone here was once named Loya, and you still are, and you still are, and you're not. But Magda.
It's my legal name, yes.
Okay. Do this. Tell me, you did this over the ABC 7 thing. What's the legal name of that Socorro Mission Church?
Oh, my goodness. The original one is Nuestra Señora de la Limpia Concepción del Pueblo de los Piros de Socorro del Sur.
And you had to put the Piros in there because
yes.
They built four.
Yes.
Actually, didn't the Piros themselves build that thing?
Absolutely. They were the laborers.
Yeah. And so that's basically how the Catholic Church would work with the Spanish government. Get them in there, turn them into citizens, turn them into taxpayers. Make him go to church, and we have a nice day.
Well,
it worked out,
and we, you know, that we work them, and they basically, you know, the Spanish government was this campaign. Juan de Oñate, what he led into the Southwest, was bitterly disappointing to the Spanish government. Bitterly disappointing.
In what way?
Well, gold and silver were not oozing out of the ground the way they thought it would be, like it was in Mexico and in the South.
Zacatecas, yeah.
And there had been all these little, remember, the seven cities of gold, Coronado wandered up here.
Oh,
we
yeah.
had Espejo wandered up here. We had, during the 1500s, we had about six little expeditions, and there was a lot of embellishment. So there was great desire to come into the interior. Now, it was they had never They had never done the New World by foot. They had always arrived by ship. They had been, you know, sea trips, water trips. This was the first one of its kind, and era la tierra del interior, la tierra de adentro,
the interior.
And they just about killed them.
And they brought horses, so but he was still killed. Can you imagine being a local Indian here in El Paso area, and all of a sudden you see a cloud of dust coming up from the south, and you start looking at it, and it turns into a whole lot of what looks like people, but they have four legs on the bottom of them, and they got shining armor. And like, is that a person? Because they'd never seen a horse. What the heck was that all about? Yeah. Can you imagine that?
Well, by the time Oñate gets in here, see, the ones that would have had that experience would have been the ones in 1530 and those earlier. By the time Oñate comes in, and by the time he reaches Socorro, New Mexico, or Pilabol, there were Piro there that kind of understood. They had a sense of the cross, and they had a sense of, because they had seen those earlier ones before. And so they, in fact, were met with great, what they call it, the first Thanksgiving. You know, it's the European coming together with the indigenous, with the native.
You buy that?
And
you buy into that story, it's the first Thanksgiving? Because some people don't.
Well, it's 23, 24 years before.
The pilgrims, yeah.
Yeah. So,
and they gave a massive Thanksgiving.
Well, the massive Thanksgiving is on the real April 28th, 29th. Yeah. But by the time they meet, and there's no Socorro, Texas then.
Right.
Yeah. They're here 7 days, claim the entire thing for Philip II, and keep going about 7 days into it. Thank God that they're at the Paso del Norte. That's exactly where they wanted to be. Otherwise, they couldn't have gone further.
And so Sheldon Hall was right. Sheldon Hall was the man who drove up to the Socorro Mission, got a shovel out of his car, started moving the water away from the adobe. He said, this is killing this building. And he got involved, starting with Socorro Mission, and helped all the missions on the Mission Trail in the Presidio Chapel get reinvented and revigorated, whatever. But he helped them turn those places back into real churches. It was falling apart in the early 70s or somewhere when he drove up.
Probably in the 70s. And then they repaired. And then we had the huge project again in 1994.
We got some pictures that we'll show people that in a minute here.
Okay.
And we got to take a break here. Melissa, what's active over there? Are you active?
Oh, I'm just responding to Vince Sanchez. He is not at Brown Acres. He's at Green Acres in Santa Fe today.
Oh. So. Well, he normally lives down there in Fabens, and it's brown because that's what he says it is.
Yes, and we have a new listener from What Is, and she was asking about subtitles for you know, after the show's over. Do we connect?
I think Facebook can automatically generate them, but we don't do it.
Okay.
We're little people. We just talk. So okay. There.
Yeah.
All right. Coming back in a minute after the break here, and you'll look at some more Facebook issues at hand. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about more Bodega Loya. The actual farm has a 100-year-old history. That's just new. That's a new farm compared to all the stuff we've been talking.
But it's an extension of what we're talking about.
Oh, I'm not trying to slight.
I'm just saying it's a beautiful testament to the agricultural mecca that Socorro was.
Did you grow up on that farm?
Yes. Well, we grew up always with a family farm.
Got it. Okay. We'll hear more about that in a minute. Back in a moment. Andrew.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell property. See the new website, m1ep.com, m1ep.com. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca, 915-592-4549, 592-4549.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-2073. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Tax relief advocates, real solutions for real people. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today and call 800-575-2073. That's 800-575-2073. Or you can visit us online at TRA.com.
As the COVID-19 vaccine rollout continues, questions about safety remain among some segments of the population. We asked Harold Phillips, senior HIV advisor and COO of the Ending the HIV Epidemic Initiative at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, about the safety of the vaccine for those living with HIV.
People with HIV can be at increased risk for severe illness from COVID-19. So the Centers for Disease Control advises that people with HIV get the vaccine as long as they don't have other conditions that would exclude them, such as a known severe allergic reaction. The COVID-19 vaccines that are available in the United States are very safe and effective at keeping people from getting COVID-19 and from getting seriously ill, even if you do get COVID-19.
That was Harold Phillips of the Department of Health and Human Services. iHeartRadio will continue to keep you informed with the latest coronavirus news. For continuous updates and to find a COVID-19 vaccine near you, check out vaccines.gov.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
That's my name. I should talk. All right. The historic 100-year-old former Texaco service station, 2871 Grant in Five Points, going to be the backdrop for El Paso County Historical Society's Lost Restaurants of El Paso book sale event. That's today. You can learn all about Jackson's, Ashley's Gardens, Bill Park's Barbecue, among others, but not forgotten restaurants of El Paso. And you can go down there to that celebrated Central El Paso landmark to buy yourself a book. They're hosting a book sale today until 1 o'clock. They're Lost Restaurants of El Paso book sale event. $23.80 to buy a book. Texaco Service Station, 2871 Grant.
Well, after you get done to the book sale, head on over to Pepe's Restaurant, where they serve authentic New Mexican-style cuisine, located at 6761 Donovan Drive. And you can also call 877-2152 for takeout and catering. Pepe is home to the one and only margarita.
Juan.
Looking for a top-rated company to manage your rental properties? Then you need Monterey Asset Management. Visit their website at m1ep.com. And their phone number is 915-592-4549. Looking to sell, buy, or rent a home? Then contact Patrick Tuttle at Legacy Real Estate Services. Patrick Tuttle is one of the top producing realtors in the area, and you need to give Patrick a call at 915-588-1850. And our newest sponsor is State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson. He's like a good neighbor, but he has a much better phone number. 915-581-0000. Call Ralph for all your insurance needs.
That's true. That's great. All right, Andrew, I'm going to switch pictures. Let's go to the Bodega building pictures, which are on the main page there. And the Bodega building pictures, this is the original farm, basically.
Yes, and that's the original.
And dairy.
That's the original building.
And the dairy, okay. Yeah. So this is the upper right, the one that's on the air. What building is that?
That used to be an old shed where they would go and fix the tractors.
Oh.
And the room next to it was the tool shed. And what Ralph did was actually restore it, and that's where the bodega is located right now.
So your produce is in there.
Right.
Well, we sell the produce out of there. Mm-hmm. We modernized it, A little bit. We've added Wi-Fi. We added we have a point of sale system, and the room next to it that used to be the tool shed is actually a refrigeration unit.
Okay.
Where we store the produce.
You got this figured out to modern life and.
Yep, we brought it to the 2021.
Okay, inside dirt floor room. What is that? It's the dirt floor room. He took it down already.
Yes, that is where the bodega.
Okay, that's your sales
that's
area.
The
okay,
sales area.
And there's a building with a lawnmower. That's your shed next. Okay, there's a roof of adobe, and you can see the fields. What's that one? That one right there. That's some of your 7 acres of fields.
Yes, sir. That's the 6 acres in the back. That's all planted now. And what you see, the old beams, that was the roof on one of the sheds next to actually one of the rooms that was inhabited by one of the workers.
Where do you get the water?
Irrigation.
It does happen.
Yeah, we have the Socorro Lateral running right next to us, and we actually have a deep well.
Okay, so you can use a well if you need to?
Yes, mm-hmm. We do, but the bad thing is the water is so full of minerals, it's very
brackish,
salty.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's brackish, so it's, you can only use it maybe 3 times a year.
You have to go quite deep to get... Fairly
it's 125
water.
Feet deep with a 16-inch casing.
Wow.
In it. Yeah, it pumps quite a bit of water.
We irrigate in our yard, so I understand your irrigation. Why I want to get a well, but...
So that's how you operate down there. And then this year you got less water than sometimes?
Very much less water. We're actually... this weekend is our last irrigation for small track and farming. We'll probably have irrigation till the end of the month. And there's that's a rumor crazy. Going around that we may not have irrigation for the next 2 years.
Oh my.
Seriously?
Repairs have to be done to Elephant Butte, I hear, and there's no water. So it's going to be a tough one for the next 2 years. Yeah, yeah. Water bill is going to go up.
Not good. All right, let's take a look at some of your veggies. Andrew, throw some veggies at us. And he will. He'll come around the corner with a pear or a piece of corn. I didn't see corn. You guys grow corn?
We have corn at the other. We actually have another little farm, a little couple of acres, right behind the old mission, actually, right on Nevadas.
So you do sell corn? All right, there's that must be you. You're picking, that's a fig
that's
tree.
That's a fig tree that's about 50 years old.
That's huge.
That son of a gun produces about 300 pounds of figs a year.
Wow. And so those are sold in your
It's a brown
market.
Turkey fig.
Oh, that's what I used to have in my yard.
Yeah, they're so good.
Throw some carrots at us, Andrew. There's a lot more stuff in there. There you go.
Oh, there's some okra. It looks like some Roma tomato. And what else do we have there?
And so you guys, this is your life. This is what you do.
No, I actually work at the university. I've been there for 30 years.
UTEP?
I have a full-time job, yes, and I do this on the side.
What do you do at UTEP?
I'm a director for infrastructure for the College of Engineering.
I'll be darned. And this is just kind of like fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, Marty,
if you want to call it fun, you can call it
Marty,
fun.
Marty, you must be the full-time worker on this whole project here.
Actually not. I also work full-time for Spectrum Technologies. I'm a business process consultant for them.
Interesting. So you're in the cable business there.
Spectrum Technologies, not the Spectrum Internet, the technology. We're the technology people.
Okay, that's a difference.
Yes.
Okay. Let's take a look at some of the historic pictures here. Magda, if you don't mind, Andrew, throw up the old church.
I like what he's just put up. There's a...
Yeah, put that one up.
Because that would be probably in the late 20s, 30s, and Father de Corme was in the mission. He was a Jesuit who served at Socorro from 1925 to 1946. He wrote long, long, long. He has two, three pretty chunky books that he wrote on Socorro. That picture is in front of the grotto. He had a grotto built, and being of French descent, originally French, it's dedicated to Our Lady of Lourdes. And that whole area in there used to be orchards. He writes of all the vegetation and the fruit and the vegetables that were grown. In fact, the rectory is next to the grotto.
To the right of the picture.
To the right of the picture. And the rectory is every bit about as old as the mission. It was built around 1840. The mission was our third mission was completed in 1840. The young men who were seminarians in the diocese would spend summers at the rectory and help with the farming and the picking of the fruit.
Am I right? There's a majority of these people are Piros?
At the time, yes, there would be a mixture.
I'm looking at the facial features and such.
Yes.
That's back behind the mission.
Yes, it's behind the mission, and to the right is the rectory. And it's the grotto that was built by Father DeCorme.
And if I can interject, I'll tell you a real neat story.
Sure.
When Magda, my sister, got married at the Socorro Mission, we had a blackout. The lights went out during the ceremony.
No, at the beginning, honey.
Well,
the ceremony.
It was at the very beginning.
Yeah.
We moved the wedding from the mission to the grotto and lit it up with the headlights from cars.
Oh, that's cool.
All around. And Magda got married in front of the grotto.
Well, it was July 16th. It was 50 years ago, July 16th, 1971. And, you know, the sun sets pretty late. And because the mission didn't have air conditioning and our adobe walls weren't working anymore because we weren't desert much anymore.
Right.
So we had planned an evening wedding, so it'd be a little bit cooler. And so, yeah, the lights went out. I never heard. I think someone hit a post on Socorro Road or something. I never knew the why. It just happened. And our priest who was in charge said, well, we have two choices. We can either look for all the candles and do a candlelit, you know, carry on with a candlelit ceremony, which would could get stifling hot. Or let's just pick up everything and go outside. Let's just, you know.
Heck yeah.
So we and, you know, I think now, had I asked for permission to do that, I'm sure they would have said no, right?
Oh,
but
know.
It happened.
But that is so, that's so unique.
Ask forgiveness.
And then I cleaned. You know, we cleaned up. We were leaving that night. We went to Europe for about a year. And so we cleaned up the St. Joseph's Hall right next in the building right next to it and had our little reception there. So that grotto has special meaning for me as well. But what I want to say is that all of the grounds were covered with orchards and vegetation and fruits and veggies. Yeah.
Amazing.
And Father DeCorme, an amazing historian, and it's so fortunate Catherine White got to interview and
so
work with him. Yes,
he
is very much in her book. But he wrote, I have like three tomes of his writings. They're all in Spanish, originally in Spanish. She was French, but had come in through the Jesuits, through Durango, and was very fluent. And one of the most beloved priests of ever in the history of the mission.
Wow.
And to this day, if I'm talking to someone, an older person, there's just a few now left that knew him. But if I mention Father DeCorme, this is the reaction. El Padre Gerardo era un santo.
Oh, he was
and
a saint.
People do that.
Yeah.
And I finally, when I saw it about the third or fourth time, I thought,
what are you doing?
I think we need to get him into beatification. I mean, you know, no, people remember him with amazing love.
Great
love,
history
love,
there. Socorro, Texas, we're talking. I think I'll take another break here. We will do this break thing on a regular basis because that's what they require us. And I want to thank Andrew J. Polkin there, Monday through Friday, normally talk at El Paso, running the wizardry of Facebook, and he's got a bell. And if you don't have headphones on, you don't hear it maybe, but he's got a bell in there. So he makes his presence known. Like that ghost in the corner, that would be Andrew. One more time. Oh, just do it. There you go. Enough
there
of that. Okay. And we thank you for doing that Monday through Friday. He's Mr. Talk El Paso. All right. More people on the Facebook. What do we got?
Yeah, Bonnie Juarez just says, hello, all. Very nice to see Marty and Ralph. We've got some other people here going. Yolanda Montez, she was on earlier from Juarez. Chris Martin, he's with Concordia Cemetery. He's one of the board members there. A lot of people, it's funny, people out of the area that have been involved. Only a couple of locals today.
So well, the locals got it on radio, generally speaking.
Yeah, that's
and to all of you, if you want to see it again or you missed something, it's archived as we speak right on the Facebook page. So you can go back tomorrow and hear the whole thing, see the whole thing if you wish to. All right, taking a break here, coming back in a minute. Oh, well, you want to throw the number out just to do it?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco Tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Let radio advertising keep your business top of mind with customers all summer long. Visit iHeartAdBuilder.com to get your business on the radio quickly and easily. You can even make your own radio ad. Just answer a few questions and we'll do the rest. Sign up today at iHeartAdBuilder.com.
Can you name the three habits of healthy hygiene? We shower, we brush our teeth, and we... Wait a minute. What third habit? Think about it. The pandemic's reminded us that the nose is your body's filter against a constant invasion of airborne germs. Your nose traps allergens, bacteria, and viruses, but like any filter, the more it's clogged up, the less it works. Now it's easy to clean your nose with Navage. My name's Martin Hoke, and I did not invent nasal irrigation. It's been around thousands of years, but I did invent Navage to make nasal irrigation easy for everyone. Navage uses powered suction to flush out germs that cause congestion, or worse, can make you very sick. People love Navage. It has 4.7 stars with over 70,000 online reviews. And over 2 million people use Navage to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Go to Navage.com or find Navage at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, Bed Bath, and select Walmarts. Make cleaning your nose your third habit. Navage. Clean nose. Healthy life.
At Casa Buick GMC, the Casa gains are winding down and the used car winning deals are running great.
How great?
Gold metal great. Every car, truck, SUV, luxury, or economy pre-owned vehicle is priced to go, go, go. Buy with confidence with a 6-month or 6,000-mile warranty. Casa Buick GMC has access to more than 600 used vehicles. Come find the one for you.
What about financing?
We've got it all and more. We work hard for you with over 20 banks to get you the best available financing. And at Casa Buick GMC, you can also buy here, pay here with La Casita Finance. Casa Buick GMC, Montana and Airway by the airport.
Go for the gold.
Okay, dads, it's time to do the Cabbage Patch, the Running Man, or something more contemporary, the Floss. Dance like a dad. Learn more at fatherhood.gov. Sponsored by the Ad Council.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Jackson here. Big news at the El Paso Museum of History. Pleased to announce the appointment of Erica Marin as the new director. She's the director of El Paso Museum of History. Ms. Marin is the first El Paso native and Latina to be appointed as a director of the El Paso History Museum. She's been with the city of El Paso for nearly 3 years and already served as curator of that same museum. She begins a new role immediately. Don't you like that word? Immediately.
She's been there a while, so now she gets to slide years. Into the new
position. Well, now, but she's directing what she was just kind of like following.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's got all kinds of new exhibits she's put up in there. And before joining the El Paso Museum of History, Erica Marin served as the exhibits curator for Las Cruces Museums and an independent curator for Purple Gallery in El Paso. Very active in the community. She's an artist focusing on her creative work on primarily on identifying and memory. She's going to be a good one for that.
Yeah, she's going to be good, but we're excited about that. Mission Del Rey this summer is offering El Pasoans and their visitors something special, an exclusive 20% El Paso History Radio Show discount. Shop the store for great deals on hundreds of new home decor, souvenirs, and unique gift items for you and the folks back home. Bring the kids. They'll have fun exploring and getting their pictures taken in the old El Paso Town Jail. And for those traveling with their pets, there is a cool water and treats available. Now, don't forget to mention the El Paso History Radio Show at checkout for your 20% off store-wide discount. Visit Mission Del Rey at 1421 Lee Trevino Drive, Suite A, and they also have a phone number of 915-440-2140, and they're open Monday through Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Good place to go get stuff. Okay, Ralph Loya, we got to ask you a question. You said y'all just bought or had recently purchased that restaurant, the Sombras.
Yes, sir.
Okay, what are you going to do with it?
Tell
me that story.
Well, how can I start? It's a very old building. It's got a Texas historical marker on it. When it came up for sale, there was no way that I could see that getting sold to anybody else. But we wanted to keep it. We needed to acquire it to keep it in the history of Socorro and keep it for the village of Socorro. Our original plans were to make it a cultural center / museum / entertainment center for maybe private parties and stuff. One of the reasons I wanted to make it, we wanted to turn it into a cultural / museum was we wanted to bring the history of Socorro to the building, shown as we would contact people from Socorro, the older generation, with Native, you know, hopefully with Native American blood, the Piro Indians, and put them on poster boards with the history of the family, how long the family had been in Socorro, maybe bring a little artifact if they had any, and so people could come into the building and read and try to keep and not forget about the history of Socorro, especially the Piro Indian.
Are you doing
that
now?
Native American.
Is this happening?
No, we're not doing that right now. We're currently in the process of retrofitting the building with refrigerated air and heating.
Oh, and down the street, you're still picking okra. You're a busy guy.
Yeah, I'm trying to do. I got too many irons in the fire, as you can say. Yeah. But yeah, the building is. We did redo the roof. It's not leaking anymore. It's been sealed. It's not going to get washed away since it is all of adobe. But that's one of the plans that we have. We've kind of talked about it. It is going to take a lot of labor, a lot of love. And a lot of cooperation.
Probably some cash, too.
And cash from the city of Socorro.
Well, also, this is the building we talked about that has been slowly melting over the floods. The floods hit the bottom of the adobe, and the building kind of sinks another inch or two.
Oh, yeah.
You stopped that from happening.
These old buildings don't have concrete footings.
No,
the adobe is right on the ground.
Right into the ground.
If the water comes up to the walls, you're going to start losing walls.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, that happened in the back couple of rooms. You got to duck to get in those back rooms.
We lost the back wall completely. That had to all be rebuilt with adobe. Oh. Yeah. But hopefully now
it's been stabilized.
We're looking for a restaurateur maybe to open it. Rent it to them. We've acquired some parking space, which is now available pretty quick here. But maybe keep a room or two and dedicate that to the history of Socorro.
Oh, absolutely, you know, do that.
Nice. Yeah, yeah. Just yeah.
And just your family could fill up a room, I'm guessing.
There's quite a few of us.
Yeah,
but there's a lot of Native American blood, Piro Indian blood.
Oh, yeah.
In the lower valley that you know, we're not looking for recognition by the U.S. government. We just don't want to be forgotten.
Yeah.
Well, could you get that if you wanted to?
Oh, I doubt it.
I doubt it.
That'd be a lot of trouble and more lawyers.
As it is, there are Piro. The Piro Mansotiwa tribe, you know, many Piros went into the Mesilla Valley.
We got to take a break here. Yeah. That's what come back and tell us that.
Okay.
And that's Magda. And we also have in here, we have Ralph and we have Marty. And these are all former or current lawyers. How about that?
Lawyers?
You're
newly acquired 40 years.
Yeah, the new people.
The new kid.
See you all after the news. Come back after the break. We'll still be here.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. And by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.